Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, June 28th, 2021 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Greif is announcing a new chief executive officer coming in and a board of directors transition plan. Also making headlines last week, a $440 million engineered wood facility is being planned for Iron Range, Minnesota. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, June 25th at 4207, up 114 points, or 2.8% from the June 18th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 5-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 3.1%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Quadgraphics, gaining 29.6%, followed by Sappi, going up by 12.6%. The deepest decliner for the week was IT Tech Packaging, closing down 9.8%. Over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer, up 533%, and the deepest decliner has been Clearwater Paper, down 18%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 53.5%, while the PM40 is up 60.2%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project, from simple small projects to complex large challenges. Call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Oslo, Norway, Norske Skog announces containerboard project. Norske Skog's board of directors has made the final investment decision to convert one machine at the Golby, France industrial site from standard newsprint to recycled containerboard. This is the second major step for Norske Skog to establish a leading independent recycled containerboard supplier in Europe. The conversion at Golby will add a further 550,000 metric tons of cost-competitive and low-emission containerboard capacity, bringing Norske Skog's total capacity to 760,000 metric tons. The containerboard production will be 100% based on recycled fiber and will use green energy generated from a new biomass plant being constructed at the Golby production site. As announced in June of 2020, Norske Skog will introduce 760,000 metric tons of competitive recycled containerboard capacity in Europe by investing approximately 350 million euros to convert Godby PM1 and Brunk PM3 in Austria. The final investment decision for the conversion of the Brunk PM3 was announced on the 23rd of April of 2021. The converted machines are expected to generate an annual EBITDA of approximately $700 to $800 million in 2025-26, based on historic trend prices for containerboard and recycled fiber. Norske Skog will invest approximately 250 million euros in the conversion of Golbi PM1 and a syndication of financing facilities of approximately 175 million euros is being finalized, subject to final documentation and final approval from the relevant export credit agency. The remaining investment amount will be covered by cash on balance and cash flows from operations. Recycled containerboard production at Golbi PM1 will start in the fourth quarter of 2023, about 1 year after the startup of Brunk PM3, allowing for stepwise commercial introduction of the containerboard volumes. Full production of 550,000 metric tons of lightweight testliner and fluting is expected in the second half of 2026, allowing for a normal startup curve. In parallel, Green Valley Energy, also known as GVE, a joint venture of Pearl Infrastructure Capital, Veolia Industry Group Solutions, and Norske Skog Golbi, will construct a green energy biomass facility adjacent to the Golbi industrial site. This facility will produce cost-efficient and sustainable steam to be used for both containerboard and newsprint production. The second machine at Golbi, with a capacity of 330,000 metric tons of standard and improved newsprint, will continue production unaffected by the containerboard project. Norske Skog says it will remain a committed supplier of high-quality publication paper products also after the planned conversions. Dayline Gorham, New Hampshire, new owners to raise 40% of the Gorham paper mill. That means tear down. The White Mountain Paper Company stabilization plan is including demolishing 40% of the building's shells and removing 25% of what's inside them. Changes planned at the mill complex were reported to the Gorham Planning Board this past Thursday by Select Board Chair and Planning Board member Mike Waddle. He spoke on behalf of both Selectmen Judy Blank and Adam White. Quote from Waddle, "We have been meeting off and on with the new owners of the paper mill, and we still haven't come to a mutual agreement on property taxes, which doesn't come as any great surprise. We did a complete site tour recently, and we were impressed with the amount of work that they've done, particularly around the one paper machine," end of quote, Waddle said. Now, that tissue machine was installed under a different ownership nearly a decade ago at a cost of $45 million. The planning board will also be sent a copy of the mill's owner's demolition plan, recognizing that it will likely be revised over the next 2+ years. Dayline Japan. Nippon Paper Industries announces acquisition of portion of shares in Elopak ASA. Nippon Paper Industries Company Limited announced that it has acquired a portion of the issued ordinary share capital of Elopak ASA, a Norway-based liquid paper packaging company operating in Europe and North America, as a cornerstone investor in Elopak's initial public offering on the Oslo Børs. Nippon Paper has positioned the five businesses of packaging, household paper, and healthcare, chemical, energy, and wood as growth areas. In the packaging field in particular, paper is being evaluated as an environmentally friendly material. As a total system provider, Nippon Paper said that its paper pack division has been striving to further expand its value chain by securing an integrated system from base paper to processing, and has also sought opportunities for business expansion through capital investments and mergers and acquisition in Japan and overseas. Elopak is a leading global supplier of carton packaging and filling equipment for liquid food, catering to both the fresh and ambient markets. The company's iconic PurePak cartons are designed with the environment, food safety, and convenience in mind. Using renewable, recyclable, and sustainably sourced materials, Elopak provides innovative packaging solutions that offer a natural and convenient alternative to plastic bottles, which fit with a low-carbon circular economy. Elopak and Nippon Paper have been deepening their relationship for more than 30 years, starting in 1989 and most recently signing a new product licensing agreement in March 2016 that allows Nippon Paper to manufacture and sell certain PurePak products in Japan. Under Nippon Paper's corporate slogan, Shaping the Future with Trees, Nippon Paper's corporate philosophy has been to contribute to the creation of decarbonized society by sustainable and effective use of wood resources and to the development of a more affluent lifestyle and culture for people around the world. Elopak has also pledged to create sustainable packaging solutions which empower consumers to make environmentally conscious choices. Dayline Rumford, Maine. Rumford, Maine firefighters knocked down fire at Indy Paper. It took firefighters about an hour Wednesday night, June 16th, to put out a fire at the Indy Paper Mill, according to Rumford Deputy Chief Chris Bryant. On Thursday, Bryant said an initial call came in just before 8 p.m. Rumford Fire, Mexico Fire, and Medcare ambulance responded through the upper gate down to where the issue was. Upon arriving on scene, he said that Deputy Chief Butch Glover requested the Dixie Field and Peru Fire Departments provide backup while Andover Fire covered the Rumford Fire Station for the duration of the call. Firefighters saw flames on two separate sections inside of the building, which housed the tire chipper hopper. Bryant said there's a conveyor belt that goes up to it and drops in, and another belt which takes the material into another section of the mill. Bryant said firefighters stretched a handline inside and then did an overhaul looking for hot spots, and there were no injuries reported. Dayline Brookhaven, Mississippi, fire at Georgia-Pacific facility. The Georgia-Pacific Corporation facility caught fire on Wednesday evening, June 16th, at the site in Brookhaven. According to the Lincoln County EMA director, his office received a call about the fire between 5:30 p.m. and 6 p.m. local time. Brookhaven firefighters responded to the scene, and they were able to put out the fire around 9 p.m. There is no word on any injuries at the time, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. Dayline, Michigan, firefighters respond to a small fire at Dunn Paper. There were no injuries following a small fire at the Dunn Paper facility on the morning of June 17th. Firefighters responded to a report of a small fire at Dunn Paper Company and at 5 a.m., Port Huron Fire Battalion Chief James Hayes said. Employees had extinguished most of the fire by the time firefighters arrived, Hayes said. He said that the fire was caused by materials surrounding a paper machine catching fire during the manufacturing process. He said there was minor damage to some ductwork, but no structural damage to the building, and there were no injuries. Port Huron Police and Tri-Hospital EMS also assisted at the scene. Dayline, Sweden, fire at Metsä Board's Husum Pulp Mill's chip conveyor. A conveyor feeding wood chips to both the hardwood and softwood digesters at Metsä Board's Husum Pulp Mill in Sweden caught fire on Friday, June 18th at about 12:30 local time. The city fire brigade managed to get the fire under control around 1430 hours local time and could hand over responsibilities for surveillance to the Husum Mill local fire brigade at 2130 local time. The fire did not spread to other buildings and it did not cause personal injuries. The cause of the fire is being investigated. Investigation of parts of the facilities damaged by the fire has been started on that Saturday morning. The company said currently pulp and paper production at the Husum Integrated Mill was at a standstill. According to preliminary estimates, pulp production would be at a standstill for 4 weeks. Paperboard production is expected to start in the coming days at a lower than normal capacity. The magnitude of the damage caused by the fire and the effects on the production are under further evaluation. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Popritala Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
Dayline Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. Wisconsin lawmakers okay a $50 million for a cooperative to buy idled Wisconsin Rapids paper mill. Assembly lawmakers passed legislation this past Tuesday that would provide $50 million in federal pandemic aid to a timber cooperative to buy and upgrade the Verso paper mill that was shut down in Wisconsin Rapids, costing 900 folks their jobs. But a memo by the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau suggests that federal aid may not be allowed to be used to purchase the mill from Verso, which idled the mill in July after the coronavirus pandemic, also known as the COVID-19, significantly decreased the need for its products such as printer paper. State Representative Katrina Shanklin of Stevens Point said that she worries that the bill will sell the area a false hope if the funds end up being ineligible for the purchase. Shanklin, Representative Beth Myers of Bayfield, and Representative Nick Milroy of South Range ultimately joined Republicans to okay the bill. The bill also authorizes the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to award a loan up to $15 million to a cooperative or other eligible borrower to purchase another shuttered mill in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Dayline Vienna, Austria. Mondi approves a 125 million euro expansion of Finland facility. Mondi PLC said Wednesday that it has approved the expansion of its semi-chemical fluting mill in Kuopio, Finland. The packaging and paper group said the 125 million euro, that's 149.3 million U.S. dollars, by the way, investment, will increase the facility's capacity by around 55,000 metric tons per year. The project includes an upgrade of the woodyard, fiberline, evaporation plant, and paper machine. Startup is planned for the fourth quarter of 2023. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Austria. Mayor Mellenkarf Carton to sell its Urbeek and Weyersbronn virgin fiber cartonboard mills. The Mayor Mellenkarf Group, also known as MM, and a subsidiary of the funds managed by Oak Tree Capital Management LP, have reached a firm intention on the sale of MM's virgin fiber cartonboard mills located in Urbeek, Netherlands, and Weyersbronn, Germany, to Oak Tree for an equity value closing value of 104 million euros and net debt subject to final closing accounts. Urbeek and Weyersbronn together have an annual capacity of about 245,000 metric tons of virgin fiber carton board produced on two board machines and employ approximately 400 folks. Sales reached 195 million euros in 2020. The divestment is in line with and forms part of MM's strategy to focus on new acquisition and growth CapEx. And we'll be back right after this.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Things are different in 2020. How do you reach prospects in a world defined by keeping your distance? What is the effective medium for conveying your message and building your business in this new era? Papa Italo Publications has been developing the very expertise you need now for 15 years. Check us out at papaitalo.com. That's PAPERITALO.com. Papaitalo.com. Look at our media kit and then come talk to us.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dayline, Delaware, Ohio. Greif Incorporated announces Chief Executive Officer and Board of Director transition plan. Greif Incorporated announced last week that Pete Watson will retire as Greif's President and Chief Executive Officer effective February 1, 2022. The announcement concludes a thoughtful and comprehensive multi-year succession planning process. The Board of Directors has elected Ole Rosengard to succeed Watson as President and Chief Executive Officer effective February 1, 2022. Rosengard will serve as Chief Operating Officer of the company until that time. The company also announced that Michael Gasser, who had served as Chairman of the Board of Directors since 1994, will not stand for re-election to the board of the company's the board at the company's 2022 annual meeting of stockholders. At that time, Watson will become executive chairman of the board of directors, and Bruce Edwards will become lead director of the board of directors. Here's some more information on Ole Rosengard. Rosengard joined Greif in 2015 and currently serves as Senior Vice President, Group President, Global Industrial Packaging. Prior to that, Rosengard was the Senior Vice President and Group President leading the Global Rigid Industrial Packaging business, and previously served as Senior Vice President and Group President of Rigid Industrial Packaging Americas. Rosengard also led Greif's global sustainability initiatives through 2020. Prior to joining the company, he served in a senior leadership role with BMI Group, one of the largest global roofing manufacturing companies, and earlier in his career, he served as a strategic business unit leader at Velvac, one of the world's largest window manufacturing companies. Dayline, Minnesota, $440 million engineered wood facility planned for Iron Range, Minnesota. A $440 million, 800,000-square-foot engineered wood facility is planned for Cohasset, Charlotte, North Carolina-based Huber Engineered Wood Products said it will open an oriented strand border, OSB, plant on 400 acres between U.S. Highway 2 and State Highway 6, next to the Minnesota Power's Boswell Energy Center. The plant is expected to employ 158 employees and would be used to make the company's line of Zip Systems sheathing, advanced tech subflooring, and other engineered wood products. The project plans were revealed publicly this past Monday during a meeting of the Department of Iron Ridge Resources and Rehabilitation's Advisory Board, which unanimously voted to support a $15 million forgivable loan for the project. The loan is forgivable if the facility employs 100 people over its first 6 years. The project will also receive $20 million in loans from the Department of Economic and Employment Development and $27.5 million from partner investors. It's putting up the remaining $376 million in private financing. Groundbreaking on the mill could come as soon as this fall, but most likely slated for spring, the company said. Dayline Atlanta, Georgia. CatchMark Timber announces agreement to sell 18,063 acres of Oregon timberlands to Roseburg Resources Company. CatchMark Timber Trust Incorporated announced a definitive agreement to sell 18,063 acres of prime Oregon timberlands, known as the Bandon property, for $100 million in cash, or approximately $5,536 per acre, to Roseburg Resources Company. CatchMark Timber purchased the property in August of 2018 for $88.8 million, or $4,916 per acre, exclusive of transaction cost. The company expects to recognize a gain on the sale in excess of $20 million in the third quarter of 2021. As of June 17, 2021, CatchMark has harvested approximately 70% of its targeted 2021 volume for the Pacific Northwest and expects to reach approximately 75% to 80% of its target 2021 harvest volume for the region by the transaction close. The sale is expected to close in the third quarter of 2021, subject to customary closing conditions. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its ninth year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.